If we're saying that every gesture is done on Shabbos in order to keep him alive, so what's the big deal? So what's Shabbos? You first have to appreciate what Shabbos is. Mayin olam haba, sof ma'aseh b'machshava tchila, the whole purpose of creation, Shabbos. Hashem created the world for Shabbos. Now you doicha all of those to save a Yiddish life. Now you understand how important the life is. But Mashiach can't come on Shabbos. Vilu avu agoy, this goy, this sofik goy, shekaim sofik rochuk legabov shemahu yudi, is a very remote sofik that maybe he's Jewish. And I want to add in, and it's also sofik whether he's even in the building, and it's a sofik whether he's even alive or dead. He could be there's already dead in your machal Shabbos to save a corpse, yeah. And there's a sofik whether he's Jewish or not. For him, a machal is a Shabbos. But for Binyan Beis Hamikdash, don't knock one nail into the wall. Meditate on that one for 30 seconds. You're more important than the Beis Hamikdash. We dive in for the Beis Hamikdash every day. Give us the Beis Hamikdash, Boine Beis Hamikdash, Bimayel Biyameinu, Beis Hamikdash, Beis Hamikdash, Mashiach, Mashiach, Mashiach. Yeah? And it's not as important as me. It's a big responsibility. Okay. Vazois Vait. I see you, Hadi, this Sofek Los Angeles kid, Miyad, he's a chair. Miyad, La'acha Hatzolosoi. The second after you saved his life, you chalal Shabbos. We never called in our Torah. The first thing he does is he lights a cigarette. Phew! He lights a cigarette. He speaks a bit of Lashon Hora. Eats some chaza. He's a boy. Kefi shemari adin shehelchim acharev. Because now you're back to being acharev. The Moros kozois matzilim is nafshe. Nevertheless, you just if you learn nothing else from this, at least understand that our measuring tools and Hashem's measuring tools are not the same. Our das hashkafa and the Torah's das hashkafa are very, very different. At least understand that. You would never have worked this out yourself. It's not shy. That's how you can see the Torah is not from a man.
Is it? I think Rabbi Yonis and Ibit says you have to dive in, you have to include a refuah in the Amida, even a refuah for Rosh Hashanah. Is this thing also a din for Rosh Hashanah? Is there anyone that takes himself out? Can you take yourself out of the of this category that everyone has to find themselves
in? Yeah, I was worrying about. I was thinking about that yesterday. You see the length. You see the length. I don't know. I don't know the halacha. I've never looked inside. But you see the length that Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld went to make sure that the worst to show him got into hospital, and then he davened for them and took care of them or whatever.
Robert,
Yid is Yid. Yisrael afa pisha choyti Yisrael.
The guy, the Kaddish woman, Amnaf to Rosh Hagamah, he could have done in that 1 second shuba.
I mean, Almanas with Sarigom. Almanas with Sarigom.
No, even if he says that he's a Russia Gomor, Safek Mekadesh, because he could have done Shuva.
No.
That 1 second. Isn't that
right? I'll speak that I'm a Tzadik Gomor, it's Mekadesh, because could be that he's a Tzadik Gomor.
A Russian who says yes. Sorry.
A Russian who says yes. No, but it's interesting because there's a goyim somewhere that says a person who doesn't have Emunah in Hashem is not considered part of Israel. He's not a Israel. He's a Jew.
So what's a Russia got?
He's a Jew.
Different category.
Yes, yeah, so you have to know how to define these different categories. But a Yid, you want to mochal Shabbos for the Yid? For Ariel Sharon, you want to mochal Shabbos?
But it's not Lahach. I mean, yeah, I've got to define a category. It's not Lahach.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying. So Yid, come out of you'll be mochal Shabbos every day. Yid. What about an apostate Muslim Adama? What about a guy who baptizes himself, Rahman al Islam, whatever, he becomes a Christian or whatever? Mochal Shabbos for him? Don't think so.
No?
Is it Jewish?
Still Jewish?
Yeah,
I don't know if he's got a din of Israel anymore.
He's removed himself from.
Have you said that?
He's never do that.
What about a Yid that's made so good? What about a Yid that's made so good?
He's
to save his life.
He's still a Yid.
Doesn't get buried in a Jewish cemetery. Kends on a Chaylek Elohim Abba. What's a poshut? Yid that marries a Shiksa Goy, it's not so poshut. It's not so poshut what his status is.
A woman as well?
Slightly different dinim, but she's also not buried in the Jewish.
But I thought there isn't any Jewish born kedushin between the, like, how do we ever determine that a Jew is married or not? Like,
Baal HaGoya. It says Baal HaGoya.
So,
it's not marriage made, not kedushin by a shit.
Yeah.
You can't marry him. You live with him. Baal HaGoya is
without the intruder.
I don't know. What can I tell you? That's somebody wants to go into this and prepare chaburas, ashiyamas. Yeah, tinik shnishpa. What's a tinik shnishpa? What's a mumal achis? What's a musta tavon? What are all the different dinim? This like it's a big sugya, big sugya. What about a Yid who's a baal avodah zarah? What about a Jew who's a murderer? What about this Yid in Monsi? Before he did tshuva, Baruch Hashem, he writes a letter, an apology, whatever. Muslim has done tshuva. Let's say he's done tshuva. He pays back everybody. I don't exactly know, but whatever. Let's say he's done tshuva. Very heart rendering. It's hard to read. That's what you have to do sometimes. You don't avail. A heart rending letter that he wrote to the community. But let's say before he did tshuva.
How did you get hold of the letter?
It was Mufassim. I don't know. I happened to be at somebody who's got family in Monsi. Showed me the letter. They might even have a copy at home. I'll show you. Remind me.
Yeah,
did you
write
the letter?
We're not talking about somebody who's become a hidden, he's persecuting Jews and whatever. Okay, he didn't know very whatever. It wasn't a mumalach, it's a mumalach tavon.
We're learning in the Gemara now in Gittin, Ashleach talks about it. It says that you only don't save a Jew's life if he's a mumah lachis. If he's a mumalach tavon, you do.
Okay, cool. So he has a mumalach tavon. So what's a mumalach lachis? Joe Slova must know your machal Shabbos to save his life. Hard to say yes. The head of the Communist Party and whatever that persecuted the Yidden or whatever. It's a sugya. It's a sugya. You'll let us know when you want to give the. Don't be done. I'm serious. It's an important sugya to do. There's no book of it in his. Introductory philosophy shim, he goes into the different kind of categories, what's called a Tinek Shmanishba. He defines what's called a Tinek Shmanishba, Lefid Rambam, Lefid Adar Rishonim. I think he goes through all the categories. I think so. You guys got homework, Baruch Hashem. At least now you got to do, at least you got something to do, not say that. Before davening. The hour before davening, what do you do? I mean, you need to. Now you've got something to do. Instead of sitting around doing nothing, you should try and learn a little bit before davening, even if it's 1 minute, something. Start the day off with limud. Hakol hoylechachatola. Everything goes off to the beginning. The beginnings in Kedusha, the beginnings in Tara. The way you wake up, tends the whole day. You wake up in a bit of Kedusha, a little bit of Tara, just even 1 minute, it sets the tone for the whole day. Try and learn before that.
I think it's trying to be in time for davening first and foremost.
Yeah.
No, really. In
if
the that's real
your good one. If you wake up and the first thing you think is I've got to be on davening on time or whatever, yeah, okay. No, but that's not first and foremost. You see, my father is already solid.
No.
You see, my father is already sitting and learning davening starts.
For me,
I don't know. We have to be like the best. You see, the Lord is all sitting and learning or whatever. He doesn't close his tomorrow quickly just because davening starts.
How can that? No, you're right.
The commentary is more chashu than davening.
But how can I daven if I mean? How can I learn? I come down to.
No, you've got to wake up early. You can't say, I'm not going to daven because I want to learn now. You're not Rashi. The Rishonim used to. The Tanoim of Adah, they were potter from davening because their learning was davening. Our learning is not davening. And davening is not davening either. So, potter from it all. No, I'm just saying. It's a different day. A different day that starts with a little bit of learning before the different day. Zoisvoit, Oisudim Yalach, so we said that.
But so what we're saying on this is that there is, I mean, a discussion of what we're saying, because it does seem to be some performance which is impinging the essence.
No, because that's the essence is not there anymore. You're right. In very few examples, if you do this homework, you'll realize that there are very, very few cases, and you'll have to look duchen hard to find examples of somebody that we won't be Machal Shabbos to save his life.
Right.
Because he was born Jewish. You're going to have a hard time finding him, right?
Agreed.
But you see, there may be something that can uproot the person's essence.
Okay.
That's what's going on. How come we're not machal Shabbos to save this person's life? Okay. It's because he's uprooted his essence.
Okay.
And doing sins is not enough, because you're so chayitin yourself. It's got to be somebody that's mamash ma'akim, his oiki, his whole essence is a yid. So you see, there is a behavior there, but there's no more essence.
Mises.
But as long as the essence is in place, then the performance is not going to interfere with the relationship at its essence level. At the performance level, it will. Yeah. Dealing with two contradictory systems, or two mutually exclusive systems here. You're dealing with Amhagos Sayyichud and Amhagos Chavoydish. Essence is Amhagos Sayyichud, and performance is Chavoydish. So there's two different marechits completely. But you can be oiki yourself from the relationship to Hanhagos Sayyichud, and then you're just not Bichlal, you're not in the Pasha anymore. How you do that is not Pashut. To be oiki yourself from being a Yid completely, that takes some. You've got a mamash. It would be bad. Naino, let's think deeply about this, if you would, please. Im cheshivusoi shel Yehudi, he begins shmiras ha-Torah v'asiras ha-mitzvos. If the importance of a Jew is because of his guarding the Torah and doing mitzvahs, mahi cheshivusoi shel Yehudi ze sheval yechalo shabbatos habo v'lo yikam afilu mitzvachas v'mitzvos ha-Torah. Then what is the importance of this Los Angeles kid, yeah, who's never going to keep any mitzvahs? Why Michal Shabbos to save his life? You tell me you save a Yid's life because he's going to do lots of Torah, and he's going to do lots of mitzvahs, he's going to be Makayim Olamos, and he's going to be, Bishvinim. Okay, good. But what's the chashivus of this guy, the Michal Shabbos, to keep him alive, off boss, for what? So that he can carry on being Michal.
Because one day they don't turn around each other.
He's a guy.
How's it
going? Al Kochainu, a Sophic, yeah, but we pass it according to the great half in Haroi. So it's a dinner for guy.
You can't think about that.
Is it why is, no. But why is Machal Shabbos?
You couldn't be.
Let's make him keep Shabbos Lechumra. We don't know. Because a Sophic gets Sophic way. So the name of these keep all the Chumras. Shabbos is not so posh.
Because Koya keeps Shabbos as
Chamisa. Because Chamisa. So what would you do in a situation if you weren't sure?
I mean, Machal Shabbos 1.
So you get him to wear Possel Tzitzis.
Tzitzis in an Arabic. Yeah.
That's what you do.
No.
Yeah.
Kosher Tzitzis for sure is Arabic. Because it's not called clothing for a guy.
Mm. Oh, that's right. You let him wear tzitzis and a shusar rabim. So if he's a yid, he didn't do anything wrong. And if he's a guy,
he's carrying.
He's carrying because he's not chayv to wear tzitzis, and if it's not called a begin, if he's carrying, that's what you do with him. But that's if there's no roif.
Or any. Yeah.
That's if there's no roif. But we're talking about that he is a roif. There's a roif, so after the roif. So according to the roif, he's a guy. Finished.
So then we're not allowed to.
He's not lucky Shabbos, he has the Machal Shabbos. As you're not allowed to save his life.
Right.
And there's only one problem.
And we are. And we are to save his life.
No, we're allowed to save his life because the halacha is in that in din and afashas, we don't go after the rave. We don't pass in a rave in din and afashas.
So, there is a part where he's a Jew.
Only clap in din and afashas.
But that doesn't mean he has to act like a Jew.
Why did we save your life? Well, because dinner foshes, we don't go after the roof. For the meat, maybe you're Jewish, we save your life. But the minute you save your life, we're not in dinner foshes anymore. We now step into dinner and non foshes, so you're going now. He's Machal Shabbos. So we just saved your life, Machal Shabbos, every Jew in the world, Machal, every Shabbos in the world, to save this guy's life, in order that he can be Machal Shabbos. See, his chashivos can't be because if he's showing a Torah and mitzvahs. Mm. That's not his shmiras ha-mitzvahs that we're saving him for. So why don't we save him? Let him die. He's got no chashivas. If all your chashivas is on what you're doing and your performance, he's never going to perform. So he's got no chashivas. So let him die. Al kocheinu chayv l'kvoye. We have to establish, we have to paskin, shechay yudi chashuv imayim l'kodesh baruch hu kishla'atzman. Gam l'lo tov mitzvahs. You have to say that a Jew is choshuv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu just in his own right, without Shema Torah and mitzvahs. HaKeitzad. How does this work? How can a Jew's life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu be choshuv, even though he's not doing anything? He's not generating, he's not producing anything. He just is. It's a vegetable. He's a halachic vegetable. He's not learning, he's not doing mitzvahs, he sleeps the whole day.
Still work.
He has a
tent,
right?
He
breathes.
He
has a tent.
He
still. Unless he has a Torah, right?
Is what?
Still on the Torah. On the left of the Torah.
Okay,
well,
that's what they're trying to find out. What does it mean?
Without reason.
Good, but the reason why you have Isis in the Torah is because you're doing Torah and Mitzvahs and you're generating energy and you're doing. We say, yeah, that a person is Choshev even if he does nothing. How do you understand that? Yeah, you came into this world to do nothing. You're still so choshev in Hashem's eyes. You're more choshev than we. Every Jew would have to give his life rather than you die 1 minute early. What are you talking about?
No,
he's doing nothing.
Yeah. You have to give your life.
If a Hitler Machshmoy comes along and says, "I'm going to wipe out all the Jews, okay, unless you kill this Jew." Moshe Rabbeinu Ada Yom HaZeh has to die rather than let this go who doesn't get out of bed in the morning or the afternoon or the evening. He's got to stay alive because you can't. So Moshe Rabbeinu and all the Gedolim and Avraham Avinu all have to give their lives so that this guy can stay alive. What are you talking about?
Just as a thought, like, is anything to do with the fact that we're...
You try to find answers?
Yeah.
Gentlemen, you'll never learn anything if you try and find an answer. Just be shocked, but the question has got to get you going. Shailas Chochem Tshuva, the question here is the answer. I can't find an answer here. You can look for answers in 5 minutes, but allow the shock of the question to hit you, because otherwise it's just tell you, yeah, let's go get an answer, then you can go weiter. This is a very earth shattering question. If you buy into this question, you can't be the same again. You can't. It's talking about you, talking about me. It's not talking about the Los Angeles kid on the train. It's about each and every person in this room has to recognize that from Avraham Avinu Ada Yom HaZeh, every Jew, all the everything, okay, is bottled and nullified and is irrelevant in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes, kiviyachol, as long as I can stay alive for 1 more minute. So 1 minute of my life must be choshuv, very choshuv. If you put 1 minute of my life on one side of the scale and you put all the Shabbosim of all the Gedolim and everybody on the other side, I'm weightier than all the people. How do you understand? You're not coming over. I'm nothing on the earth. It's
powerful.
Don't want to get rejected out of hand. But if you want to get lomdish, then just the very simple lomdish is if the chashivus is based on Torah and mitzvahs, then you have no right to say the sofik or a sofik Jew, because he's never been any mitzvahs, so therefore he's chashivus. He doesn't have any chashivus. Ah, he's a sofik Jew, so what? He'll never perform. So you see, it's not about performance, it's about essence. So what is the essence of a yid? What is a yid? That's what we're trying to find out. Mi ani, remember, let's not forget why we're here. Who am I? What am I? What is a yid? What am I? I'm a doer or I exist and it's enough. The mere fact that I exist is enough. That's it.
Doesn't that imply that I don't have to do?
Yeah. Yes.
At this stage of the game, yes. In order to have value,
just to be a valuable Jew is just to bring.
Then it's not a problem.
Or just to be
that this guy doesn't do it, that he's not shown Torah.
That's what we're going to see. Good.
Being is enough.
For now, hold on a second. There's still a thing called Torah and Tarak Mitzvahs. We'll get there.
That was Rabbi Litzky's question.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll see how the mitzvahs and everything fits into this. But for now, you have to understand the beginning is the beginning. You have to understand according to this. I mean, what are you going to do? These are fush halachas. It's not someone cooking up a new world, Ashkofer. This halacha. The halacha has implications. The implications are valid. Let's go a bit weiter. It is revealed and known in front of your throne of glory. A few times a day we say, it is revealed and known in front of your holy throne. Recognize this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? It's the best medicine in the whole world. You don't want to get sick. You say this bracha, but kavana gedola, and you'll be fine. Don't get sick. This is a gula for health. It's a well-known thing. It's a Waldikus Salus. Say properly, learn it up, understand what you're saying, and say it properly with proper gavana, standing, not walking around. Most of us say Asher Yotzah. That's what you say on your way from the bathroom back to wherever you were going. Stand still, like all other brochas. Say it properly with gavana.
Well, how would you learn it this week?
How would you learn it up? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Start with the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah's explanation of this bracha is dazzling. Dazzling, dazzling, dazzling. and we look in the tour, all the halachas for him, they deal with this. No, but the Mishnah Berurah's explanation of this is theirs. And then the others in the English books and whatever, they all discuss.
Shua,
Rav Avigdor Miller, they all discuss this.
You walk inside, I'll show Yatza with an Aleph.
Says
one who walks
and says it, Asher Yatza. Asher Yatza, yeah. Sorry. It's slow on a Thursday afternoon. Ein lanu eisek ben historis. We don't learn hidden Kabbalistic Torah. And any yodi man nimtze lifnei kisei hakovod. We don't know what's in front of the kisei hakovod. Yeah. Sharei malachim, srofim, vafani, vachais hakodesh. All these angels and all these different types of malachim, whatever they are, kulam oimdim b'chayil u'berodid ifnei kisei kvedis barach. They all stand in trembling and quivering and terror in front of the kisei hakovod. Ulepeta anu magalim al pipir shamilim shel abrocha. And suddenly we it's revealed to us according to the simple translation of these words of this brocha, ki ani. That me, Gufi v'tafkudoi kitkin kol ma'areches ha'hazona v'ha'iku kol poscho v'nakova shal gufoi. That me, my body and all its functioning parts, functionalities, and the whole system of my metabolism, and my digestive system. Oh, very good, thank you. Call all my openings and holes and whatever of my whole body. Kulam oindim v'netzavim lifnei kisei hakovod. Are they standing in front of the kisei hakovod? Who is Baruch Bechvoide v'atzmo doig shakol yitnael kurei? Kol Baruch Hu is making sure that everything's working the way it's supposed to. This opens, this closes, this shuts, this is pumping, the heart's doing. The whole marech, and I'm not going to the whole of Brichas Asher Yotzeh, but it's mamash a celebration of the body. Birchas Asher Yotzeh is a song, Shiras Haguf, if you want to call it. It's the song that the body sings. It's a Peletika machine, this body.
Mm. What does it say, Kisei Kavod, in terms of why Lefanecha?
Kisei Kvodecha.
What's it coming to? I always had that question.
You have to know what Kavod means, what the Kisei is. It usually refers to the lowest. Kavod always refers to Malchus Shev Atzilus. It always refers to the lowest sphere in Atzilus. It's the point where Atzilus and Bria meet.
Okay.
Why Dafka there? I don't know. But that's where
the lowest point is Malchus. Malchus is the conclusion of all the others.
Yes, it is. At least later.
But like it brings him. Okay. Brings him into physicality. Okay.
It's the transition. It's that which makes him accessible. What's called, why is he sitting on it, a chair, a throne? You sit on a throne, why can't he just be standing? Well, I don't know.
But okay, but I'm saying that revelation of Hashem is a revelation of the
beginning of the Gilui. Okay. Yeah, it's the beginning of the Gilui. It's Gemara in Sukkah, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu and Kosh Bochum met.
Right. The
Ten Tfachim, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up and up to the throne, he held on to the throne there. So it means Moshe Rabbeinu could hold on to the throne. It means the throne is kind of like half in our world and half in Hashem's world. It's a transition. It's that, right. That interface with Hushayma Briosi ala izon shalaneshoma vaguf yachtov. He guards my health and ensures that the neshama and the guf stay together, that they are nourished together. Madua, why? Why does he bother? Why is he so involved in keeping our bodies working properly? Because every moment of my life is important to him. It's important to him that I feel good. That the body, that the food gets digested into the tummy. And that my body continues to function and be conducted in a healthy way. And no end in the tamaim. Ha'amnam ulam kach heim pnei advarim. Is that really what's pshatya? And you end in the beer should divrei chazal ein amiris ba'alma. The words of chazal are not just some words, sayings. Ein chas v'chalila hafrochas guzmois. There's no, we're not talking about with exaggerations and flowery, sort of literature. And then it itiaches le dvarim halalu isamidas ritzinait. You have to take these words and relate to them in a serious fashion. Kifishu anu mistiachsim le kol dvarei makdoshim ba'alocha ba'gada. The same as you take all the words of Chazal seriously. What did you learn this week? 3.5 words of Gemara. We take the words of Chazal seriously. Yeah, there's a Rashi and a Rambam and a Tosfos and 5,000 books written on one word of Gemara. So you see, we Jews take our Chazal seriously. Sometimes a little too seriously, but you see, we know Chazal's words are, don't mess with them.
Cool.
What do you mean by too seriously?
No, I'm just making a joke.
Physical thing.
Just making a joke. Kol Olam Kulu Achal Mishesh Tmei Breshis Vad Olam HaNetzach, the whole world from the beginning of Shesh Tmei Breshis until Olam Haba, Kedayim Haim Bishvili, they're all for me. Vadayim Noisil Anu Levarek Keitzei Detochan Adove, how is it possible that all of this is just for me? Anu Lo Masigim Zoit, we don't grasp this. Ein Lanu Tfisa Binyan Zeh, we can't grasp it, we don't understand it. Ulam Arei Kulani Yoidim Ki Kol Mila B'Torah Nita L'Moshe Rabbeinu Bar Sinai. But we all know, everybody agrees in this room, that every word of Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, V'Kein Kol Mila B'Divrei Chazal Hi Emes L'Amito, and every word of Chazal is Emes. V'im Kein Keitzid Novin Zoh, so how do we understand this? This is Emes L'Amito, we have to understand it. V'Kol HaDvarim Alei Lo'ele K'V'Yachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzarich Otanu. It seems as that Hashem needs me. L'kein hu muchan l'ashkia b'chayenu. Since He needs me, He's prepared to invest in my life. Dvarim Niflo'im Admo'ed. Who says? Maybe He doesn't need me. Maybe He's the ultimate essence of goodness He wants to give. He doesn't need me for nothing. Who says He needs me? Why do you make that duke? Make a note when He comes, I want to ask Him. Who says that's so partial what He's saying here? You could make that duke, but who says you have to? Why is that such a partial inference? One inference is, well, you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is investing so much in me. He's prepared to build this whole world. I mean, just take a look outside. The stars, the moon, the universes, the Milky Way, the galaxies, the seas, the fish, the whole Marechet, the Amazon with all its, all just for me. That's big news. Yeah, so it must be me. Why is he doing this? He must need me, right? He must need me badly.
It's not for him to do that though.
Doesn't matter. You see that he did it. He did this whole thing just for me.
Can't make an inference.
So his inference is, you know why? Because Kaviyachal, he must need me. Obviously he doesn't need me. Kaviyachal, he's doing it because he kind of somehow, you know, wants something from me. Yeah, who said? Maybe he doesn't want anything. Why can't we just learn like we always learned? He loves me. If he doesn't want anything from me, he loves me. So he gives it to me. The king loves his son or whatever, he loves his wife. He doesn't want anything from her, he's not interested because he's got another 500 wives or whatever. He just loves this one specially. So he builds a beautiful palace in a garden, he gives it to her, it's like, Patli, yeah, take it. You can infer from there that he needs her for anything. How can Hashem need me if He's not lacking anything? So he's not degenerating into apicosis. He agrees that Hashem doesn't need us.
You could
come to think that a Kosh Baruch Hu needs you. Now he's not saying you have to think that way. Could be doesn't need me for anything. But it's interesting that he took that track. We'll see, by the way, that a Kosh Baruch Hu does need us. We're going to prove that a Kosh Baruch Hu actually does need us, Kaviyachol. Not in essence. He could have got along just fine without us. But post Maaseh Bereishis, you see that he created us, and now that he's created the world the way he's created it, he kind of does need us. We'll see. Break your teeth trying to say those words, but we'll see what that means. Vamnam. And the Moitzi B'Divrei Chazal become a Makoy Mishlo Shoynis Mufloy B'Noisazer. We find in many places words of Chazal on this subject. Kach Amru Chachomim B'Midrash Rabbah Eicha Pasha Aleph Piskel Lamed Gimel Levzari B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Siman Amo B'Zman Shisrael Oisim Ritzonu Shel Malkum Tanoim.
when Klal Yisrael is doing the Ratzon of Hashem, Moisifin Koyach, the Gvur Shomalo. When Klal Yisrael does what Hashem wants, it adds power to Mala. It kind of gives a Kosh Boruch, it charges up his battery, so to speak. Kamadat Amor says in Tehillim, Be'elokim Nasa Chayel. When we don't do the Ratzon Hashem, so to speak, it's like we drain the power. Shalmala. The Ksiv Tzu Yolod Chotashi. Whatever those to rise up. But we see from the Midrash that when we do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, we sort of like we kind of like pump him up, and when we don't, we kind of like deflate him. What's the word? Yisrael Moisifim Koyach Begvura Shomala, Ochas Fikir Matishin Esa Koyach Shomala. The Jew adds power to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, takes away power from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ochas Fikir Lila. Nishal Esa Shaila, Keitzer, yeah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lo Chosam Uma, he's not lacking anything, how can you give him or take away anything from him? Vim Kan Keitzer Nitin Loisif Lo O Laachsim Imeil Koyach, how can you give him or take away Koyach from him? But Chazal say you do, well, what's going on here? Hadvar Yisbaru B'Sat Nishmai Lahala. We'll explain this as we go along. Mubaray Bazaar Kodesh. She's learning a lot of Zohar today. Kad Avdin Oidin the Ksharin Yavin Tukiv Chayle Kutcha Brichu Vaze Kosev Tnu Eiz Lelokim. Give strength to God. Yeah, we said every day, but we just
Tnu Eiz Lelokim,
yeah. Vayte Tnu Eiz Lelokim. I give strength to God. Vayte Vayte. No, Baruch Hu. No. And we accept this. You're giving strength to Hashem. B'ma, v'doin d'ksheirim. It's a dezoa by doing kosher avoida, by doing what you're supposed to do. Ah, he translates it. Sure, I don't have to break my teeth. Kosheirim ma'asim ksheirim, noisim koyach. This is the dezoa talking. When you do ma'asim toivim, ksheirim, you give koyach. Chayzek v'chayel l'kodesh baruch hu. You give strength and chayil and whatever. Ugh, what's chayil?
Valor.
Valor, strength. Valor. Glory, whatever. To Hashem. No, that's the wrong word. Well, the kosuv tnoiz lelokim b'ma b'maisim ksheirim gam kan nishalis kamu ashayle ki anachnu v'aisim koye choyzek v'chayil kosh boruchu. We give a kolish boruchu strength, valor, and whatever. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Nonsense. This is Zohar. The Zohar's supposed to know what's going on in the world. No? Chazal Omru, Beraya Me'mena, B'midbar. This is a very esoteric midrash. I think that's what the Ria Me'mena is. Rebruven, you know? They didn't teach you this in Kita Aleph in the Swahili schools, did they? You missed out. No, the Swahili know where to start learning. Almidas Achesed Shel Avraham Avinu. Eizeh Hu Chosid. What's a Chosid? Zeh HaMischesed Im Koinoi. You know what a Chosid is? Someone who does Chesed for Hashem. Kfir Zuhi L'Choyer Pela. This is a penetic understanding of this memra. Kaitzad nitin liyayit mit chesed im koine. Vayne laso isim a chesed. Vatki hu tolu b'chasdeinu. How can you do chesed for Hashem? He needs a chesed. He needs chesed for Hashem. Oid mu mdibar b'saynu. Yisrael mefarnosim la'avim shebeshamayim. Ah, that's beautiful. Hashem needs me. Adilim panosim. That's what it says. Zohar Yisrael mefarnosim la'avim shebashamayim. The Jewish people give parnosim to their father in heaven.
We sustain
them. You want to translate to the sustain? Doesn't reduce the kasha.
No,
sustain Hashem. He need whatever.
Right, okay. He'd be faltering otherwise.
What, they'd repossess the kisei kavod if I didn't. He didn't pay the payments back, and I give him the money.
Because Baruch Hu Tzarech Panasa. First of all, does he need Panasa? V'loyed Elisha Panasa v'yadeinu tochen. Hey tochen. And even if he does need Panasa, to even think like that, so he needs me to give him Panasa. He can't organize it for himself. What's the matter? He can't just say bank and there's a new bank. I mean, he owns all the banks anyway. So chasem mashu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes in his holy Torah and via the Nevi'im and his holy servants words of incredible endearment and love, deep, enormous love and endearment and closeness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels for us. Luna Mikrish Gosov Loa Yinu Mazim Afilu Bidimyanu, Harachov Byosel Alus Dwarim Elu, Avals for Salu. Had it not been Psukim in the Torah, we wouldn't have had the chutzpah, the terrible audacity, in the wildest imaginations, to even allow these words onto our lips. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machana Otana B'Torah Echo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're my friend. Real friend. Kaviyachol Anu Nechshovim Reim Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We consider Hashem's friends. You're talking about my friend. Yeah, I'm done this with Hashem. This is you know, him and me, we taught. V'shum v'sana shayla im lo shaykh kan habitoy v'mi yikah chavrusa klape shamaya. It's a mefurish chazal. It says v'mi yikah chavrusa klape shamaya. Be careful that you talk about Hashem. You think he's chavrusa? You can talk about him like you have some shaykhs to him. What shaykhs do you have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And yet the Torah says Hashem calls me his friend. V'atel orecha kamaycha. It says talking about Hashem. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechana otanu bonim, who gam mechana otanu achoisi raisi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses a nickname. He sort of gives us a kinui, shame. He calls us his children. He calls us his sister, his beloved friend, yenosi, my dove, tamosi, my whole one. These are very intimate terms of endearment. It means Tamosi, my shalom one, my whole one, my pure one. It means I'm not greater than him and he's not greater than me. What are we talking about? Well, this is you, if you're looking for a raya not to be in yeshiva anymore, you just found it. I mean, this is nonsense. This is Torah. We just slogged us all up here, right? We'll go home. We see the Chazal Tamosi. Kishnei Tumim. You know what Tamosi means? Like twins. Hashem and me, we're twins. Ma Tumim halu l'chasha she'echad es reisha sheni magish. When the one gets a little headache, the other one feels it. Kach amoy aneichi b'tzora. Aimoy aneichi b'tzora. So too, I'm in tzora with him. When they're in tzora, I'm in tzora. Klal Yisrael suffering, I'm suffering with him. Yalkut Shemani she'ashirim. Knesset Yisrael, Nikrais, Kaloisei Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Knesset Yisrael, whatever that is, the collective neshamas of Klal Yisrael, whatever that is, all the Jews, let's say, let's keep it simple, is called the bride of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's a nitalavin zois? How do you understand this? Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzarech otanu kamo shebaal tzarech es ishto. Hashem needs us like a husband needs a wife, or the Shaykh is to call us his bride. HaKadosh Baruch Hu machshiv otanu kishutfim v'maaseh bereishis. We considered partners in creation. We learned that today, this morning, Taker Nefesh HaChayim. We see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers us his partners in creation, and not just considers, but the whole world's created in such a way that it requires us to be partners. V'kasha kihu tzarich shutfim. Hashem needs shutfim, or the world's not going to be finished without us. I mean, for goodness sake. V'lameinu anu bal esek lo kerech shutef. In our world, a businessman needs to take a partner. Why do you have a partner? It's always b'dievet. Partnerships, you have to know, is b'dievet. If you can manage without a partner, you wouldn't take a partner. No one takes partners you manage without. Well, that's the problem. You can't. That's why marriage is not a partnership, by the way. Why do you take a partner? Because you can't manage on your own. Either you don't have money, or you don't have the skills. He's got the money, you got the skills, whatever. Who tzarich es shutfer b'shel kishrein. מיוחד שיש לו בשל המצרים הכלכלים שבכלוסי לתרום לעסק. He needs a partner because the partner has got unique talents or whatever that he can invest in the business that he doesn't have otherwise. ואם כן, איך ייתכן שאנחנו הופכים לשותפים במעשה בראשית? We become partners in the Maaseh Bereishis. Hashem is lacking some sort of talent they kind of like he needs to make us, because he doesn't have a talent, so he makes us, now we have the talent. It's nonsense. Because Baruch Hu enu mistadeh beladeinu kviyachol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't manage without us. Now there are plenty of people that think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't manage without them. That's why they work 18 hours a day to make panasim. Because in Rosh Hashanah Hashem said he's going to give you so much. And the problem is he doesn't know he's going to get it to you. So you have to help him. Because he can't manage to organize your panos on his own. So you have to work very hard to help Hashem to organize your panos, right? Zois v'oed, keitzet yochon sha'anu ha'yivchin, l'shutfim. Oymed yudi im kois yayin b'yodu, u'machriz v'oymer v'yichulu, v'yis ha'kiddush. Tomorrow night you're going to pick up a kois wine and you say v'yichulu. He's making kiddush. V'leidei kach hunas eshutif v'maisa b'reishis. He becomes a shutuf in Maaseh Bereishis when he says Kiddush. Shutuf b'kol ha'briya ha'otzuma ha'niflo ha'nigolis l'neged einenu. Ketzer adov ha'yoichel lios. How can that possibly be?
Sorry, Shabbos.
And of course, Perek Gimel, which is where we'll start, and that's Hashem on Sunday, it's called Bishvilin, Yivra
Oilam.
Whole safe is mind-boggling. Yeah.